Good morning. It's Tuesday, April 28th in Central Texas. After last night's understanding, the morning turned into something that wasn't typical. In the last 7 years, a calm awareness in the pause as people backed off and some revealed who they were to others and coincidentally began to solve pieces of a puzzle, perhaps, or pieces of a confidence. Which makes sense without creating unnecessary to-do lists. Still all about the liberties. And one of the thoughts I had about my involvement in the past with military understanding, it's really what I wanted to record. What I've learned about paradox evolving into orthodox considers a human involved within the scope of a presence and other humans responsible for maintaining the presence with some sort of intention. In other circumstances, where witchcraft or some other method might be put into place within the presence scope, it might feel like part of a presence, but really is simply consciousness acting as part of the involvements, right alongside the other consciousness there as guidance, which often makes sense of it for those spirits tasked with playing roles of involvement and changes their mind or alters their course to more of a guidance, because that's more fun for them and more of a value to everybody. Unless it's just pure fun kind of magic, like playing Quidditch or something. If it's wallet stealing, for instance, they change the spirit's mind. And then there's another kind of presence setting. This keyword no longer works, but the Marine Corps used to say Corbin. If you said Corbin, the audible space would be cleared of any untruths and unnecessary distraction so that real conversation directly involved with the seriousness of warfare or an injured soldier, for instance, needing a lift out could take place without any con artistry. It had nothing to do with moving people. It just shuts down those conversations that are frivolous. And I really got a lot of good out of that, mental good, a few times in Reno. The trade-off is it also attracts Marines, and they expected that I was one of them. And so if they sensed that I had some kind of Marine drama going on that they had a solution for, they would apply it to me until they learned I was a civilian. And then they'd cut me a break or something, give me a handy phrase to remember, and then be like, that's the real flesh table. That's where we eat every day. You know, something little bit macabre like that, too. Anyway, a lot of value in that. And that's not magic at all, but it's setting a presence by matching the boundary of the existing presence with an expectation of how your communication involves you and what to expect out of the others doing that in involvement with you. There's that, and there's also, this is a game of friendlies. When I was at my job with my 12 new friends, a few of them were really beautiful girls, and it started getting on a sexual angle. And it was odd because they were all really naive, I thought. And I also did not want any of that kidnapping going on with good-looking women that people in the sea thought were sexually vulnerable because they were young. And especially the woman from Guatemala reminded me of Kelly. And so that was one of my priorities. And it just so happened a lady in the military knew how to say it. This is a game of friendlies. We are not hooking up, even though that voice makes me want to. And that's the presence. Without being the presence. So no need to meditate on it. Just set it and done until it creeps back into whatever else it becomes. That's important for the American kingdom to possess for civilians. And can be common to all circumstances. That's one of the things I'm going to write for the society. To understand about what it gets into all the time for the rest of the artist's lives. Because artists are ultimately responsible for the civilians' presence. Artists of every kind are the human inspiration for the other human beings that don't know yet what they might enjoy. Even gardeners. Gardeners who know how to make plants talk. I know roses are really great for conversation. But setting a tone for, okay, now we're going to do something that is completely naive. So we want to make sure there's no intimidation, no sexual innuendo. We're going to talk to flowers now. So how you, the solution I want to provide with a statement like Corbin for civilian is setting a tone for maturity levels. More than just adult and naive. And this is my public announcement. I'll do it. So no secrets on that one. Thanks. This is you and Lily saying.